Paul's circumstances at this point in time were by no means comfortable or favourable. He had been falsely accused by the Jews of sedition and rabble-rousing, and consequently he had been taken into custody by the Roman authorities. Under such circumstances, he would have faced a very strong temptation to refrain from saying anything that might annoy or upset his Roman governor and thus make his own situation much worse. In essence, he would have faced the temptation to refrain from speaking the truth of the gospel. The apostle, however, was not a man motivated by mere self-interest or self-comfort. His goal was faithfulness to God, and in being faithful to God, he saw it his duty and his obligation to be faithful to men in presenting to them the claims of the gospel of Jesus Christ. No matter what the outcome would be, no matter what the consequence would be, Paul must press the claims of the gospel. It was this conviction and this action that brought him into his present circumstances. He had been in prison. He had been taken into custody for bearing testimony to his fellow countrymen of Christ and his saving grace. And now in his chains, with his liberty gone, and facing in a human sense an uncertain future, he continued to present the claims of Christ to the Roman governor without fear or without respect regarding his personal deprivation. He did not change the message in order to please or to appeal to the governor's whim. He reasoned with Felix of righteousness and temperance and judgment to come. He did not lessen the message of the gospel. He did not compromise that message. He did not seek to make that message plausible to man and popular to men. But instead, he presented the message as it had been revealed to him by the Lord. He's pressing upon Felix eternal matters. The fact that there is a day of reckoning when all men must stand before God, a day of judgment, the judgment to come, the day when God will bring time to its end, and God will call every human being to stand before his everlasting throne to give account of themselves to him. That's the message that Paul preached. It is evident that Paul did so with fervency and with passion, because we're told here in verse number 25 that Felix trembled. Felix trembled. Paul is reasoning, he's pressing upon Felix righteousness and temperance and judgment to come, and the effect of that preaching is that Felix trembled. He was moved visibly. Visibly shaken by what Paul said to him. And that's an evidence that Paul was preaching with passion, with conviction, with fervency, and with power. Felix trembled because he knew that what Paul was saying had substance to it. But although this man was so visibly moved, he made a fatal decision. The decision to delay the great issue of his soul's salvation. And the reason why? He gives to Paul in verse 25, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." When I have a more suitable time, then I will give consideration to this matter. It is a decision that multitudes have followed Felix in making. but a decision that is fraught with peril and with eternal perdition. There are many other decisions in life that can be put off to another occasion. But this matter that Paul presented to Felix was a matter of the greatest urgency that required him to give his utmost attention to, without delay, without hesitation, and without procrastination. Felix, trembling as he did, said to Paul, "Go thy way, and when I have a more convenient season, I will call for thee." It is this decision, this reason, that he gives that I want us to address this evening. Because it unfolds to us three very solemn truths concerning this man. First of all, it reveals the conflicting priorities that he had. The conflict of priorities. What is Paul doing? He's bringing this man to consider eternal realities. That day when he as an individual will stand before the God of heaven and appear at the everlasting throne at God's tribunal to be weighed in God's balance and to receive the divine irreversible verdict upon his life, upon which will depend his whole eternal destiny. And yet Felix's response was that it was not a convenient time to consider such a thing. It was not a suitable time to give consideration to such a matter. In effect, he was saying he had other more urgent, more pressing, more important matters to attend to than the consideration of the day that he that will determine his entire eternal existence. I've something more important, something that is more important than considering the day of judgment and the great need of salvation. If it were possible tonight to bring Felix to this pulpit and to ask him the question, what was it, Felix, that was more urgent? What was it that was more important to you than the consideration of your immortal soul and your eternal existence? What was it, Felix, that was more pressing upon your time and upon your energy and upon your thought? What was it, Felix, that was more important than consideration of the salvation of the soul? I wonder what he would say. I wonder what his answer would be. I know that it would be the answer that many a man, many a woman has given down through the course of time. For many it is the accumulation of wealth, advancement in this world. You can see here that was something that had a hold upon Felix in verse 26. He hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul that he might loose him. The accumulation of wealth, this world's goods. And how many a man, how many a woman tonight is too busy gathering up gold and silver to consider the great need of the soul and the day of judgment. It's not a suitable time for me to consider that day that will decide my eternal destiny. It's not a suitable time because I'm too busy attending to the things of this world. The accumulation of wealth. The pursuit of success. That seems to be the driving ambition of so many today. They want to succeed in this world no matter what field it is that they're involved in. Success is the goal. And so they put the matter of eternal salvation to the side. And they say it's not convenient now. I must succeed in the sphere of life that I am devoted to. The advance of position and prestige. You see, Felix wanted to please the Jews. He wanted to be popular, and so he left Paul bound in prison for a season. There are so many who do not wish to consider this matter because they know it will bring a reproach upon them. Identification with Jesus Christ has never been a popular thing in this world. Men do not applaud the individual that sides with Christ and abides faithful to Him. But Felix, you see, was motivated by the advance of his position and his prestige and his popularity and his acceptance among men. And so he said, I do not have a convenient time. It's not convenient for me. They are but some of the priorities that men confuse and conflict with the greatest priority of all. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? The Lord Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness before all other things. This is the matter that presses most upon the soul. This is the matter that is of the utmost importance. Preparation for that day when we must all stand before God. Go thy way, Paul. And when it's more suitable, when I've got a more convenient time, I will consider these things. He's a man who had a conflict of priorities. He failed to see what was the priority. Tell me tonight, are you just like Felix? Giving attention to so many other things, but neglecting the greatest need of all. The need of your soul's salvation. The need to be ready and prepared for the day of judgment. Not only did he have a conflict of priorities, you'll find that this statement reveals a confident presumption. He speaks with such confidence. It is the confidence of presumption. He says, go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. Do you not see the presumptuousness of this man's statement? When I have a convenient season, I will call upon thee. He presumes upon time itself. He presumes that he will have a more suitable time, another time. Then he shall have time to listen. Then he shall have time to consider the message of the gospel that Paul was preaching and the claims of Christ. He's presuming that he will have that other time that will be more suitable to him. But how foolish. There is no greater fool than the man or woman who thinks that they are sure of time. He's guilty of that sin that so many have committed, thinking that they are sure of tomorrow, when all the time the Bible sounds a most solemn warning against such presumption. Proverbs 27 and verse 1, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. You do not know what tomorrow will bring. You do not know if you will see the light of tomorrow's sun. You do not know if you will breathe the air of tomorrow's atmosphere. You're not certain. There's not one of us certain what a day may bring forth. And yet Felix is so presumptuous and so confident in his presumption. We cannot, we must not presume upon tomorrow or the future. We will only live tomorrow if God wills that we live tomorrow. But we do not know if that is the Lord's will. No sinner can presume that he or she will have a more suitable time to consider the need of their soul. When the gospel message comes to a man, it comes with urgency. It does not give men the benefit of tomorrow. The gospel says today, now, not tomorrow. Today thou livest yet. Today turn thee to God. For ere tomorrow comes, thou mayest be as dead. Do not presume on having a more convenient or a more suitable time to consider the great need of your soul and to get right with God. The most convenient, the most suitable time that you have as a sinner is right now. Right now. It is the devil's lie. Felix had swallowed the devil's lie, hook, line, and sinker. Felix, there will be a more suitable time. But a man who believes the devil is a fool, because the devil is a liar. He had a conflict of priorities. He had confident presumption. But notice finally that this man reveals a confused prerogative. You see, he thought it was his prerogative to decide when and where he would consider the eternal salvation of his soul. He thought it was his right, his choice. Did you notice what he said? When I have a more convenient season, I will call for thee. Notice the emphasis on himself. I can decide if and when I will be saved. How wrong. How wrong. Salvation does not rest with the prerogative of man. Salvation is the prerogative of God. He decides the terms and the time. That's why the Bible says in the 55th chapter of the book of Isaiah, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Salvation can only be found when God can be found. When God is drawing near. What was happening in that courtroom was the fact that God was drawing near to the soul of Felix with the offer of salvation. Felix didn't have the prerogative to choose the time or the terms. It was God coming to him in mercy and in grace. And when God comes in such a time, the sinner is urged in the Bible to seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. Psalm number 95 is an illustration, contains an illustration of this truth. Psalm 95 and the verse 7, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. The psalmist is saying here that God came to that generation in the wilderness. God drew near to them with the offer of grace. And he said, today, if you will hear my voice. But they wouldn't hear. They thought it wasn't the convenient time. It wasn't suitable for them just at that time. But they found that with the despising of God's call, they found the opportunity gone forever. God said in verse 11, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. They missed their opportunity. You see, it's not us. It's not man that has the prerogative to decide and choose when and where he will be saved and when he will get right with God. You cannot do that with God. You can only be saved when God draws near in mercy, in his time of opportunity, in his day of grace. So often sinners like Felix think that they can decide their own time. I'll get saved, but not today. I've got my whole life to live first. I've got my plans to follow, my ambitions to fulfill. And then when I've done all of that, then I will consider this matter. That'll be a convenient time, and God says not so. That prerogative belongs to me. Solemn words in Proverbs chapter 1 are recorded for our instruction. Verse 24, God says, I have called. There's the prerogative of God coming to sinners, calling them to repentance, warning them of judgment to come, showing them the way of salvation. God says, I have called. But ye refused. Verse 28, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Sinners think they can just treat this whatever way they like. If they want to put God to the side for the time being, that's what they can do. How wrong they are. How deceived they are. Here was a man with confused prerogative, thinking he had the prerogative to decide when he would consider this matter. When God calls a sinner, he says to that sinner, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2. Now is the accepted time, God's time. Now is the day of salvation. Oh yes, there have been those who have heard the gospel at various times and neglected, and God has come again in mercy to their soul at a later time in their life. But no sinner can presume that he will have a second opportunity. No sinner can presume that he will have another time to get right with God. Go thy way, and when I have a more convenient season, I will call for thee. Is that what you're saying tonight? Just like Felix. Felix is a portrait of modern man. Is there someone here tonight saying the very same thing? I'll get saved, but not today. Not now. Another time. You've got the priorities all wrong. You're presuming upon time itself. Confuse the prerogative. Listen, it's God's right. It's God's choice. It's God's time. And God says now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Heed the Lord while He calls in mercy. Seek the Lord while He calls you. Prepare for that day ere it be too late. Do not presume upon tomorrow. Do not think that life will just go on as it has been going. The day will come. Sooner or later, the day will come when your soul will be taken out into God's eternity. And the day will most certainly come when you will stand before God of the great judgment throne. Make preparation for that day by trusting Christ as your Savior, repenting of your sins, seeking the mercy of God while He offers that mercy to you. And do not fall into the snare of Felix, the man who did not have time to be saved. May God help you to come to Christ tonight, to seek the Lord now while there's time, to be saved while God in mercy calls you. Let's turn in closing to 200.